verse 1.
第一小节。
It happened that while Jesus was praying in a certain place, after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。
I don't have to remind brother and sister, this is the first Sunday of 2018.
我还没有提醒弟兄姊妹，今天是我们2018年的第一个主日。
We know that the well begun is half done, so all this year's blessing is happened, depends on, this first Sunday of the week.
我们希望这一年的我们从神领受的祝福就从我们这今天这个主日开始。
So we thank the Lord for His blessings and His grace.
我们就感谢我们神对我们的祝福。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起有一些祷告。
Before we start sharing.
在我们开始我们的分享之前。
Father, we are so thankful that we can come to you today.
神，我们真是为着我们今天能来到你的面前，是如此的感谢你。
The first Sunday in 2018, this new year.
这新的一年的第一个主日。
We thank you for much mercy and grace in Christ Jesus you store for us.
我们真是为着主耶稣基督向我们展现的那怜悯与恩典里面向你感谢。
So every day you've been sustaining us with the grace in Christ Jesus.
每一日你都在基督耶稣里面真是坚强我们。
We ask you for the double blessings today.
我们向你祈求在今天你就那赐下那双倍的祝福。
So that we can begin this new year with the grace, the rich, the boundless grace in Christ Jesus.
让我们就在新的一年里从那无限的丰富的恩典与怜悯里面开始着新的一年。
And all the hearts of your children will be revived today.
让我们你神的你的儿女都能够被激活，能够更新。
To love the Lord more and to serve Him more willingly.
让我们从心里面真的是爱主更多，也服侍主更多。
And we pray for this special moment that during the message you will anoint the one who speaks and one who translates.
就为着我们现在的分享，在这时刻，我们求你来帮助为你开口的，帮助为你翻译的。
And all the brothers and sisters who are here today.
让那些今天凡是听到信息的弟兄姊妹们。
And the anointing of the Holy Spirit will be with us all.
让我们知道这鲜活的圣灵也与我们同在。
So we can all receive grace in your holy word.
所以我们每一个人都能从你的话语中领受那恩典。
In your word, we may come to know Christ Jesus even more.
借着你的话，我们能更多的了解基督耶稣。
We can receive more of His grace.
我们就能够更多的领受从他而来的恩典。
And be also with our gospel friends.
也同样愿着恩典临到那些福音朋友。
So their eyes can be open.
愿他们的眼睛被打开。
Like the born blind had his eyes open when Jesus healed him.
愿那些眼瞎的也得主的医治，让他眼睛能得以看见。
So they can see the Lord.
让他能看见我们的主。
See his salvation.
看见他的救赎，
and be saved today.
让他今天就能够得救。
And be with the brother and sister who serve downstairs, those who teach younger children.
让今天所有参与服事的弟兄，包括楼下教育孩子的弟兄姊妹，也让求主跟他们在一起。
Once again, we pray for them that so that they can be filled with the Holy Spirit and with the love of Christ.
再一次我们为他祷告，愿他们被主的灵与爱充满。
Those young ones also be blessed by your grace in Christ Jesus for us.
愿孩子们也被你祝福，也被你的圣灵充满。
In Jesus' holy precious name we pray.
祷告是奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Dear brother and sister, that we like to meditate on the subject of prayer.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天愿意多分享一些关于祷告这样一个主题。
So in the South Region Family Monthly Meeting, so we've been studying the Gospel according to Luke.
在上一次我们家庭聚会里面，我们分享的是路加福音里面关于祷告。
So we've been studying the Gospel of Luke for I think a year or more than a year.
我记得我们家庭查经分享路加福音已经有超过一年的时间了。
So during this time that I was deeply touched by the message given by Luke.
在这一年多的时间里面，我是深深的被路加福音里面讲到的关于祷告的事项深深的打动。
And so there are the four subjects I think Luke put it very uniquely.
在路加福音里面至少有四个主题是路加这位作者他阐述的方式非常的特别。
Now, first one we shared last time here.
第一个主题就是我们上一次在这里分享的信息。
That Luke emphasized on the importance of the hearing.
第一个主题就是路加非常强调的就是我们当如何的听。
Last time I shared that I've been saved for more than 30 years and how many messages, Sunday messages I've heard.
上一次我跟弟兄姊妹分享的就是我已经蒙主恩三十多年我已经听到将近两千次的主日的信息。
He already gave the answer to the quiz. I mentioned how many times have I heard the message is close to 2,000 times.
对，上一次我特别强调了，我听到的主日的信息已经将近两千次了。
So for all these messages, Francis, you've been hearing the most important part is our attitude, how we hear the message.
从那个信息里面我们能够领受到的就是我们当如何的去听是多么的重要。
In the Bible, for the audience to hear the message, we know that God focuses on the how we listen to message, our attitude to receive his message.
在福音书里面我们可以从传福音和听福音的听众的描写当中，我们可以感受到神是非常注重我们当以怎样的心意去听，怎样去领受他的信息。
It's not about the speakers.
这不是关乎那个开口的人。
Because God can use donkey to speak his message to save a person.
因为神能用甚至一头驴来开口讲话来救一个人。
How eloquent can a donkey speak?
大家想驴有多少的口才呢？
So God wants to tell us that whether we can receive the grace in the message depends on our attitude.
神是想借着这故事告诉我们，我们能从信息里面领受多少的恩典取决于我们听时候的态度。
And Luke has a very special way to emphasize that point.
那路加这位作者有非常一个特别的角度去强调这一点。
So he says, take heed, be careful how you listen.
所以他说，你们当小心怎样听。
And he also tells us a beautiful story of Mary sitting at Lord Jesus' feet.Hearing him.
所以他在第十章描述了马大是怎样的坐在主的脚前去仔细的听主的话。
Now, second subject is about the prayer.
第二个主题就是路加特别强调祷告这件事。
He has a very unique way to emphasize the importance of prayer.
他有非常独特的一个角度去强调祷告这件事情。
This is will be the today's the theme of the message.
这就是我们今天这一次信息的一个主题。
And the third subject that's very unique in Luke's gospel is the type of a person or people he mentioned in his gospel.
第三个路加福音的特别的主题就是他强调那些在他福音里面那些有特别性格特别类型的人。
Those people we usually neglect.
那些人呢常常其实被我们忽略掉了。
But Luke has very unique way to bring them forefront in his gospel.
但路加就有办法在他的福音书里面把这些人的这个特点能够彰显出来。
And fourth subject will be the Holy Spirit.
那第四个方面就是圣灵。
Luke really emphasized the Holy Spirit.
路加呢非常非常的强调圣灵。
All the controversies created in past 100 years all related to Luke's writings about the Holy Spirit. 100 years, all the controversy created on the subject of the Holy Spirit,
就是在
is from Luke's writings.
Okay, 在教会起初的最开始的一个世纪里面，很多的一些
for the past 100 years, from now for past 100 years, charismatic movement.
在这。Okay,
过去100年
okay, 在圣灵运动里在圣灵运动里面很多的那些领受都是在过去100年当中这个圣灵运动里面很多的弟兄姊妹领受都是来自于路加福音
But the Holy Spirit is very important subject
因为圣灵是非常在福音书里面非常重要的一个主题
We all need Holy Spirit
我们都需要圣灵的帮助
We all need to feel more of Holy Spirit
我们都需要被圣灵充满。
So we like to share that as well, if Lord willing.
如果主许可，我们将来会分享关于圣灵的这个信息。
How Luke emphasized on the Holy Spirit?
就是路加这位作者是怎样强调圣灵的
？And why is so important to us?
为什么他对我们如此的重要
？So let's now share today's subject, that is the importance of prayer.
那现在我们开始我们今天的主题就是祷告这件重要的事情在路加福音里面。
And the way he emphasized prayer is many ways, but in here we can see that he recorded the Lord Jesus himself prayed multiple times.
路加以很多种方式来强调祷告但在这里我们特别看到他有一点的方式是说主自己来祷告
He recorded the 9 instances of Lord Jesus' prayer not mentioned in other Gospels
在路加福音里面至少有9处的地方他讲到主耶稣自己亲自来祷告而这些在其他的福音书里面是没有被提到的
So,We can, and also he put the teaching of the Lord about prayer, in a very unique way.
而且他还以非常特殊的、独特的方式来介绍了主如何教导他的门徒祷告。
So in other words, not only Lord Jesus teaches on the subject of prayer, but he himself is a person of prayer.
所以在这里表现了不仅主教导我们如何祷告并且他自己成为那个祷告的人
And from I like to collect the statistical numbers in the Bible
那在这里我们有一些Bible 里面的圣经里面的统计的数字
And among these 4 gospel writers
在这四福音的作者里面
Luke mentioned prayer the most
路加是那个提到祷告最多的那一位作者。
The word prayer and also the the related word pray, Luke mentioned the most 24 times in the Luke's Gospel.
就是提到相关关于祷告和祷告这样的事项的词，路加提到的是最多的，他一共提到了24次。
In comparison, Matthew 2nd, he used the word pray or prayer 17 times.
跟他对比的就是第二名的这个马太，他提到了祷告是17次。
And Mark is 12 times.
马可提到了12次。
How many times did John use the word prayer?
大家想一想，约翰提到了几次？
7.
七次。
How many times?
几次？
John never used the word prayer, so it's 0 times.
对，约翰没有一次提到祷告这件事情。
Now we wonder why John never mentioned the word prayer or pray.
非常稀奇，为什么约翰没有用到祷告这个词呢？
Because John, you know, what the definition of prayer? So that's the first thing we need to understand. What does it mean by prayer?
那我们先来思考到底什么是祷告。
Prayer is the human being talk to God, and we refer to it as prayer.
那我们认为我们人对神讲话，这就是祷告。
And when a human being talk to another person, we call it conversation.
如果是一个人对另外一个人讲话呢，我们把它称之为对话。
Or just talk.
或者只是交谈。
So John tell us Lord Jesus as God himself.
那约翰呢是说他强调的是这一位主就是神本身。
Saying when God talk to God, it's not a prayer.
所以当神对自己讲话的时候，这不能称之为祷告。
When God the Son speak to God the Father, it's not a prayer.
当神子对父神来讲话的时候，这不能称之为祷告。
So even though John does not use the word prayer or pray, but he recorded many instances of Lord Jesus' prayer. The quote unquote prayer.
虽然约翰这位作者没有直接的使用祷告这个词，但是在他的记载当中有很多次描述的事情的实质实际上是主耶稣自己在祷告。
He talked to the Father.
他跟他的父神来交谈。
So in chapter 17, we see that the whole chapter is Lord's prayer to the Father.
在约翰福音的第十七章，我们可以看到整章的内容其实都是我们的主与父神来交谈。
So we can learn this one lesson. These gospel writers, they, when Holy Spirit touch them to write the gospel, they are very, very focused on this perspective that God assigned them to write about our Lord Jesus.
所以我们可以看到这些福音书的作者，他们在写福音书的时候真的是非常的聚焦在他们从圣灵领受的那一个方面，来着重写那个方面的内容。
Okay, young people, don't talk. Okay, listen. So that's very important for us to understand how Luke emphasized on prayer.
所以对于我们来讲非常重要的就是要弄明白路加是如何强调祷告的。
And in the whole New Testament, you can see that Luke himself actually used the word prayer the most.
在整个的新约福音里面，新约圣经里面，我们可以看到路加这位作者是用祷告次数最多的作者。
In the another book he wrote in Acts.
在另外一部他写的书卷里面，就是使徒行传里面。
The word prayer occurred 29 times.
祷告这个词出现了29次。
So Luke, if combined Luke's gospel and Acts, he actually contributed more than 40% of the word occurrences of prayer.
如果把他的两部书，路加福音和使徒行传里面的祷告次数加在一起，他一个人贡献了新约圣经里面超过 40% 的祷告的出处。
among the eight authors in the New Testament books.
在整个的新约圣经里面，一共有八位作者。
And so we know that how Luke emphasizes on the prayer.
那我们要开始来思考，来认识路加是怎样强调祷告的。
And he opened his gospel with prayer.
他以祷告描述祷告来开始路加福音的记载。
And he ends the gospel with the prayer.
在路加福音的结尾，他也是以来描述祷告来结束这一部书的。
Prayer in praises.
就是那些祭司的。
Prayer in praises. 赞美。
就是在赞美中的祷告。
So we know that how he opened the Luke's gospel is that he mentioned this. Let's turn to that so we can, let's read some of the passages so you know that what we share is true. In the Luke's gospel chapter 1,
让我们打开路加福音第一章。
And from verse 5,
从第五节开始。
In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zacharias of the division of Abia, and he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth.
当犹太王希律的时候，亚比亚班里有一个祭司，名叫撒加利亚，他妻子是亚伦的后人，名叫伊丽莎白。
They were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord.
他们二人在神面前都是义人，遵行主的一切诫命礼仪，没有可指摘的。
But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both advanced in years.
只是没有孩子，因为伊丽莎白不生育，两个人又年纪老迈了。
Now, verse 8. Now it happened that while he was performing his priestly service before God in appointed order of his division.
撒加利亚按班次在神面前供祭司的职分。
According to the custom of the priestly office, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense.
照祭司的规矩撤迁，得进主殿烧香。
And the whole multitude of people were in prayer outside at the hour of the incense burning.Offering, I'm sorry.
烧香的时候，众百姓在外面祷告。
So we can see that he actually starts off with a prayer.
那我们可以看到，在这开头的时候，他就是以描述一个祷告来开始的。
He opened his gospel with the prayer of this two, the couple, this one couple.
就是这一对夫妇他们的祷告。
Zachariah and Elizabeth.
撒加利亚和伊丽莎白。
They have a personal need because they're both old, but they did not have children.
他们有一个来自自己的需求，就是他们都非常老了，但是他们仍然没有孩子。
At the time, even today, also couple don't have children is a great burden and great pain for this couple.
不管在那个时候还是在今天，一个年纪比较大的夫妇仍然没有孩子，是一个痛苦，也是一个负担。
So we believe that both Elizabeth and her wife, her husband Zacharias, they've been constant prayer to have children.
所以我们相信在那个时候，伊丽莎白和她的丈夫撒加利亚一定是常常的不住的迫切的来为这件事情祷告。
We know that because angel later told us.
我们知道这件事是因为在后面天使说出了这样的话。
And then we see that another prayer.
那我们又看到了另外一个祷告。
That prayer is when Zechariah performed priestly duty.
这个祷告就是当撒加利亚来撤迁，然后得进主殿作为祭司的职责去服侍的时候。
And he was assigned to burn incense at the temple.
他被分派，他的职责是去进殿去烧香。
You know, the Incense means prayer in the Bible.
我们知道在圣经里面烧香指的是祷告。
And incense means the prayer. It's very clearly, we are told in Revelation 5:8.
这一点烧香预表的是祷告这一点在启示录的五章八节向我们展现的非常清楚。
And here you also see the picture when Zechariah burned incense in the temple outside people gathered to pray.
在这里我们可以非常清楚地看到这个画面就是当撒加利亚在殿里面烧香的时候殿外的人在一起祷告。
So we can learn here how important the prayer is.
所以在这里我们可以看到这个祷告是何等的重要。
That God was about to usher a new era.
在这个时候我们知道神要开始了一个新的一个时代。
God would bring in the New Testament era.
神将带来的是那个新约的时代。
God was about to bring in the period of grace.
神将带来的是那个来自他的那个恩典。
And so Luke knew very clearly how important that the prayer is to God's will.
那路加非常的清楚这个祷告在神心意里面是何等的重要。
So he looked for the prayer when he do the research.
所以当路加去准备写福音做研究的时候他非常的去寻找仔细的去寻找关于祷告的事情。
So here he started off the Gospel of Luke with a prayer.
所以在这里面他以这样的一个祷告来开始了整个这一部书。
So God can have a son, John the Baptist, to prepare the Lord Jesus coming.
所以神就预备了这样一个孩子也就是施洗约翰来为主预备道路。
So here we can learn some lessons, practical lessons.
所以在这里我们可以学到一些非常实际的一个功课。
That is not only the importance of our personal prayer life.
就是不仅我们个人的需求方面的祷告非常的重要。
But also the corporate prayer of the church.
同时呢我们可以看到就是整个教会的祷告是多么的重要。
And the, here we can see the personal prayer now connected to the prayer of the, of God's will.
当我们看到当个人的祷告和神的那个心意如此的相合的时候呢
Meaning personal needs now connected to God's need.
就是我们个人的需求和神的那个旨意能够相合。
So, in all the prayer that we have, all the personal needs we have.
当我在我们所有的那个祷告里面，当我们所有为了个人需求的那个祷告里面
，it should be all connected to, the body of Christ, the testimony of the Lord on earth.
我们应该把我们这个需求和这个主的身体和这个神的旨意，应该把它。连接在一起。
We all belong to, if you're a believer, we all belong to the body of Christ.
如果你们相信的话，你们应该知道，我们每一个人都是与基督的身体相连的。
In the local assembly, we are members to each other.
在我们的教会里面，我们是每个人都是彼此的肢体。
So anything happen to us, actually, not only happen to us personally, but it has impact on the church on earth, the local assembly.
当每一件发生在你自己身上的事情，这不仅仅是发生在你自己的身上，也是发生在整个教会的身上。
So whenever something happened to me, I always come to the Lord. Lord, I pray not only for myself, but also testimony of the local assembly.
当我有事情发生在我身上，我开口向主祷告的时候，我总是说。主啊，这件事情不只是在我，也是我们在地上教会的一个见证。
Whatever I do, will impact not only myself, my family, but also the local body of Christ.
不管我做什么，这影响不只是在我和家庭身上，也在我们整个教会身上。
When I got laid off, I'll say,
"Oh, okay." 当我就是在工作上失业的时候
，and I ask the Lord, I said, "Lord, it's not just myself being laid off." It actually impact not only myself, my family, the decision I'm going to make, but also the local body of Christ.
当我就向主呼求这件事情不只是发生在我身上，我的家庭身上，它同样也是作用在我们的教会，我们的在地上的见证。
When you get promotion, it's the same thing.
当你在工作上得到升迁的时候，其实也是一样的。
So that's how Luke really focused on the importance of prayer.
这就是路加如何强调这个祷告的重要性。
Remember, we just mentioned another book he wrote, Acts.
那我们记得另外一部他写的书就是这个《使徒行传》。
After disciples saw Lord Jesus ascend in the heaven to the heavens.
当那些圣徒在看到天上的主的时候，
主耶稣升天的时候 and they returned to Jerusalem to the upper room. They returned to Jerusalem.
在他们回耶路撒冷的路上。
And then they went up to the upper room and they pray.
他们在那个时候就向上祷告。
And they pray for 10 days.Before the Pentecost, the day of the Pentecost.
他们就一连祷告了十天，直到五旬节的时候。
And the Holy Spirit poured down from heaven because the Lord Jesus, was resurrected and ascended in heavens.
那个时候圣灵就降下，因为我们的主耶稣已经升入高天。
And started the new era.
从此一个新的一个时代就开始了。
The church era.
就是教会的时代。
And so, John again recorded the importance of prayer in the another book, Acts, that actually whole book of Acts, whole the development of the church on earth has started off with the prayer of 120 disciples.
所以我们看到路加写的这一部整个的使徒行传其实都是讲着这个祷告如何的开始了整个地上的教会，开始了这个时代。
And also you can see all the important events in the Acts all start off with the prayer.
我们可以看到在使徒行传里面记载的几乎所有的重要的事情之前，路加都提到了祷告。
And as we can see in the Luke,All the important events of the Lord Jesus' life all starts off with the prayer of the Lord Himself.
同样的，我们也可以看到，在路加福音里面记载的几乎所有的在主身上的重要的事情发生之前，都有他的祷告。
So I mentioned before there's a 9 instances of our Lord Jesus' prayer.
我在前面提到了，在路加福音里面一共有九处主耶稣自己的祷告。
It's very unique to the Luke.
这九处的祷告是非常独特的，因为在别的地方没有。
It's not mentioned by other gospel writers.
其他的福音书的作者没有提到这些祷告。
So this week, we'd like to share this ten prayers of the Lord Himself.
所以今天呢，我们愿意来分享这十次祷告。
And of course, I just mentioned this nine out of ten are just quite unique to Luke.
我们提到了这个十次当中有九次是在别处没有提到的，是独特的。
And if Lord willing, the next time we share the teaching of the Lord on the prayer in Luke.
如果主许可的话，我们愿意在下次来分享这个主教导门徒祷告的那部分。
So let's turn first into Luke chapter 3.
让我们先来打开路加福音的第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 21.
第三章的二十一节。
Now when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized, and while he was praying, heavens was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form, like a dove, and the voice came out of heaven, You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased.
众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗，正祷告的时候，天就开了，圣灵降临在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子，又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
For comparison, let's turn to Matthew.
为了对比，我们再来看一下马太福音。
Verse 16, chapter 3, verse 16.
第三章十六小节。
After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. And behold, a voice out of heaven said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
马太福音三章十六节，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了。他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上，从天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
In the Mark, we call it similarly. So only Luke mentioned that while Lord Jesus was praying, the Holy Spirit came down like a dove and came down upon him.
我们可以看到，只有路加。福音里面记载了，在这个时候呢，是说耶稣正在祷告的时候，圣灵降临在他身上。
Because it's very important, at this point of time in Lord Jesus' life.
因为在这个时候，实际上对于主耶稣自己的生命也是非常重要的一个时刻。
From Lord Jesus' birth until his baptism, the whole period is actually.Is probation. So Lord Jesus now lived a perfect life to become the Lamb of God, the substitutionary sacrifice for the sins of all.
因为从耶稣的降生到他最后上十字架殉道，他的一生的生命当中都可以看得出来，他是那个纯洁无瑕疵的、无罪的，所以他才能作为代罪的羔羊。为我们流血，为我们洗净罪。
Now he need to receive official seal of approval from Heavenly Father.
所以在这个时候，他需要从天上来的一个见证，从神来的一个见证，来见证他是那个纯洁无瑕疵的。
So that because it's so important in the Lord Jesus' life that right before the very beginning, as he entered.New phase of his life to start the public ministry on earth.
这个时刻对他来讲非常重要的时刻。从这以后，耶稣就开始了公开的来传道。
And Luke specifically mentioned this.
那路加呢，就在这里面强调了他在祷告，在这个时刻祷告的这件事情。
And that he said, while Lord Jesus was praying.Heaven was opened.
他讲到说，当耶稣正祷告的时候，天就开了。
It connected the Lord's prayer with the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit came down and voice from the Father says that this is my beloved and in him I'm well pleased.
路加把祷告这件事和后面天开了，圣灵降下，并且有声音，有神的声音说这两个事情连在了一起。
So let's turn to another place.
让我们再来到另外一个地方。
It's a second instance in the 5:16.
就是第五章的十六小节。
Here in Lord Jesus, he recorded like this. Let's read 5:15 and 16. But the news about him was spreading even farther, and large crowds were gathering to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray.
路加福音第五章十五十六小节，但耶稣的名声越发传扬出去，有极多的人聚集来听到，也指望医治他们的病，耶稣却退到旷野去祷告。
So here, Luke emphasizes the Lord actually often pray, find a place to pray by himself during the breaks of his ministry.
在这里我们看到好像在传道的间隙当中，耶稣常常是自己一个人找到一个地方去祷告。
So he says, often slip away to the wilderness and pray.
他在里面说，耶稣却退到旷野去祷告。
It's how important it is. It gives us a background. He says that when Lord Jesus, his ministry become very successful in today's terminology, become very extremely successful.
这里给我们一个非常重要的看见，就是当耶稣退去旷野祷告的时候，用我们现在的话来讲，那个时候他的那个传道名声正是非常成功，是非常有名声，很多的人跟着他的时候。
If you and I, we were indulge in this sensation of being successful, we are gonna open the champagne bottles and celebrate, but that's not what Jesus did.
在我们人看来呢，当这个所谓的事业上有这么极大成功的时候，是那个应该开香槟庆祝的时刻。
Lord Jesus' heart is always pressured to have this time alone with the Father God in prayer.
但耶稣是怎么做的？他宝贵这样的时刻，他退到了旷野去，一个人去祷告。
He always make sure that he's in the perfect word of God.
他要确定他是在那个神的旨意里，在符合神的心意。
When you're successful, you're in the danger of a failure.
当你在事业上成功的时候，其实也处于那个失败的危险当中。
We can see that in our experience, a person becomes successful, his spiritual life growth is either stopped or reversed back.
我们可以看到很多的例子，就是当有些弟兄在属世的事业上非常成功的时候，往往他在属灵的层面可能停滞不前，甚至倒退。
Well, this person was struggling. He was very close to the Lord. But when he became successful, retired with a lot of money in the account, all you see is vacation after vacation.
一开始的弟兄可能还非常的亲近主，追求主，但是当他有一些所谓的成功，可能财富多了以后，可能更多的我们看到他是一个度假接着一个旅行，就变得更少的来亲近神。
So to me, I warn myself.
对于我自己来，我常常的提醒自己
that when I retire, actually I need to be very careful.
当我要退休的时候，我会非常的小心。
That's where I think I would go about my own will to, you know, arrange all the things that I like to do. I can sleep all the way without, naturally. I can sleep through naturally. As a brother Liu once in the gospel meeting mentioned, we long to sleep, wake up naturally without alarm clock. That's a dream.
我提醒自己，就是当我退休的时候呢，我可能想凭着自己的意愿去做那些好久以来都想去做的事情。我甚至可以没有闹钟，我就可以一直睡下去，睡到自然醒。
Yeah, so here we see Lord Jesus. In Luke, we also know Luke's perspective is to present the Lord Jesus as a human being, the perfect human being that God wants.
那在另外一个角度，我们可以知道，路加想要强调的另外一个耶稣的角度是说，他在神眼中是那个完全的人。
So that's why he tells us, by emphasizing on prayer, he tells us, a human being, we have to pray constantly, unceasingly, as Paul put it, in order to live a life according to God's will in every step of our life, earthly life.
所以路加就强调，作为我们人应该不住的来向神来祷告，这样才能让我们在神里面在基督耶稣在神的旨意里面是一个无瑕疵的一个人。
That's why I think the Paul, Luke, I'm sorry, he recorded this nine unique instances of Lord Jesus himself prayed on earth.
所以我想这是为什么路加会如此的记载九次与别的作者不同的九次的主耶稣自己的祷告。
So let's turn to the third instance of Lord's prayer.
让我们来看第三处主耶稣自己的祷告。
It is when Lord Jesus chose the 12 among his disciples to become the apostles, 12 apostles.
这就是在所有的门徒里面当主耶稣挑选了十二使徒的时候的那次祷告。
In the 6 verse 12,
在第六章十二节。
It was at this time, but he went off to the mountain to pray. He spent the whole night in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them.whom he also names as apostles.
那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神，到了天亮叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选十二个人，称他们为使徒。
If you read Matthew and Mark again,
如果你们再次读马太和马可福音的话，
they just list the name of these 12 apostles.
在那两部书里面，他们只是列举了这十二个人的名字。
I paraphrase them. He said, "These are the names of 12 apostles."
原文是这些就是那十二使徒的人的名字。
Only Luke,
只有路加福音
tells us that Lord Jesus went to mountain to pray, and he prayed whole night before he chose the 12 apostles.
这路加福音告诉我们，在他挑选使徒之前，他上山去祷告，并且祷告整夜。
See how important of the choosing of 12 apostles.
那我们知道挑选十二个使徒是多么重要的一件事情。
Lord Jesus lived only 33 years on earth.
我们的主耶稣在地上只活了31年。
And he needed to preach gospel, the gospel needs to be preached to the whole world.
但神的这个福音却需要传到全世界。
And for the generations to come until he comes again, second time.
当一代又一代要知道他再来的那一日。
And that task rests upon these 12 apostles.
而这个使命就完全的落在了那个十二个使徒的身上。
And so it's extremely important for these 12 apostles.
所以挑选这十二个使徒是极为重要的一件事情。
And Luke does not want to miss that to present to us the how important prayer is to such instance.
所以路加就不想在这个时候错过那个信息，就是让我们知道，在这样重要的事情之前，是主耶稣自己要去祷告。
So again, in the beginning of Luke, where he says, "All this I'm going to write about is actually I did the research from the very beginning, very thoroughly."
就像我们提到在起初的时候，路加讲他整部书，他说，从起初亲眼看见的又传给我们的这些事，我既从起头都详细的考察了。
I think he really looked for those eyewitnesses who can tell us about all this prayer in prayer life of Lord Jesus.
所以我想路加一定是详细的去与那些见证的人去交谈了，详细的记录下来所有这些基督耶稣的祷告。
He says, "Wow, choosing the 12 apostles, so important. Lord Jesus must pray about it, and let me find out."
他一定是看到了挑选十二使徒这件事情的重要性，因此他觉得主在这之前一定有一个祷告，于是他去寻找这样的亲历的见证人。
So Lord spent whole night in the mountain to pray before he chose 12.
所以在这之前主耶稣自己在上山祷告并且整夜的祷告。
So this is a third instance?
对，这是第三处的祷告。
So let's turn to the fourth one.
让我们来看第四点，第四处的祷告。
That's in chapter 9.
这是在第九章。
You have a note, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't bring notes. I would have tried to memorize here, but I'm getting old. So, so chapter 9, we see the Lord Jesus of a fourth instance.
第九章有这里面是第四处基督耶稣的祷告。
It is when it's very again very important moments of Lord Jesus. Mark, the Matthew tells us that after Lord Jesus, after Lord Jesus sees that the conflicts with Pharisees.And the Sadducees and those religious leaders become inevitable.
在这里面又是一处非常重要的时刻。而如果我们看马太福音的话，那里面讲的是当基督看到了和这个法利赛人的冲突已经实际上是不可避免的时候。
And hostility from these Pharisees.Sadducees or this religious leader became open.
那些法利赛人、律法师的那些对他的敌意已经公开化了。
And he started to change the emphasis of his ministry.
这个时候，他就开始改变了他传道的重点。
He started to pay more attention to his disciples.
这个时候，耶稣就把重点转向了教导门徒。
He explained all the parables he said to the public. He explained them privately to his disciples.
他就开始用预言来讲道，然后私下里再教导门徒。
And he started to take them to places is actually not well populated with the Jews.
他就开始带着他们到那些地方，那些地方是犹太人比较少的地方。
And at this point.You can see that Lord Jesus now want to ask his disciples very important questions.
在这个地方我们看到他问了门徒们一个非常重要的问题。
He wants his disciples to make sure to know who he is.
他想确认他的门徒知道他是谁。
They've been spent almost 3 years with him.
他们已经三年多的时间和主在一起。
But do they know who he really is?
但是门徒们知道真知道他是谁吗
Do they know that he's son of God?
他们真的知道他是神的儿子吗
Do they really know that he's the Christ?
他们真的知道他就是那位基督吗
It's very critical.
这是非常的重要的事情
The difference from the faith that we have than any other religion is that our faith built uponWho Lord Jesus is.
我们的信仰和那些其他宗教的信仰最大的不同就是我们的信仰的根基是那一位基督耶稣是谁。
So, other writers didn't tell us what Lord Jesus did before he asked this question.
同样的，在其他福音书当中，我们看不到说 在基督问这个问题之前他有祷告。
So let's to read verse 18.
让我们来看九章的十八节开始。
And it happened that while he was praying alone, the disciples were with him, and he questioned them, saying, Who do the people say that I am?
耶稣自己祷告的时候，门徒也同他在那里。耶稣问他们说，众人说我是谁？
And verse 20, and he said to them,But who do you say that I am?
第二十节，耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”
And if you for comparison, if you read the Matthew 16,
作为对比，如果你们看到马太福音的十六章
，and verse 13 it says, now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi.He was asking his disciples, Who do people say that the Son of Man is?
马太福音的十六章十三节，耶稣到了凯撒利亚菲利比的境内，就问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？
And here, Luke tells us that actually Lord Jesus prayed before he asked that question.
那在路加福音里面，路加告诉我们，在他问这个问题之前，主耶稣自己祷告。
I think he prayed for God to give them a revelation from heaven, from Father himself, to reveal to them that who he is in their heart.
我想耶稣是向父神祷告来祈求父神能够来把这个意象这个启示放在门徒的心里向他们彰显他到底是谁。
And we know that Peter says, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
那我们都清楚彼得的回答。彼得说你是基督是神的儿子。
Lord Jesus immediately told him that this is a, he didn't learn it from the flesh blood, but it is come directly from the revelation of the Father.
那耶稣马上就对彼得说是是圣灵启示你的不是你不是靠肉体来明白这一点的。
And then next instance is transfiguration.
那另外一个例证是登山变相。
Now we are in a fifth.
对。
Yes, because this one is fifth. So in the transfiguration also, some 8 days after, in the 28, verse 28, after these sayings, he took along Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountains to pray.
那另外一个非常重要的就是在登山变相这一描述当中也就是同样的九章二十八节他讲的是说了这话以后约有八天耶稣带着彼得约翰雅各上山去祷告
And while he was praying the appearance of his face became different
正祷告的时候他的面貌就改变了衣服洁白放光
So you seeAgain, it's only very unique to Luke to tell us that at Transfiguration, actually Lord Jesus took three disciples. They went mountain to pray. And while he was praying, that Lord Jesus' face changed and glowed like a sun, like other gospel describes.
我们再次看到了这样一个独有的一个描述就是在登山变相这个故事当中他讲的是主耶稣带着这三位门徒登上到山上是开始来祷告。
We know that the transfiguration of the Lord is very critical to Lord's ministry.
我们知道在山上变化身上主耶稣变换容形这件事情对于他的传道是非常重要的一个时刻。
Because Luke tells us that the conversation, the subject of conversation Lord Jesus had with the two people actually appear on the mount.
因为路加告诉我们了他在山上和那两位使者交谈的时候的那个主题。
And they were talking about how Lord Jesus going to exit from the world.
他们讲论的是在后面我们的这位主是如何离开这个世界的。
So it's very critical in Lord Jesus' life on earth. And Luke again, he wants us tells us that actually Lord Jesus prayed while he was praying that this thing happened.
所以我们看到这个变相这个时刻对于主是多么重要的时刻，因此路加也让我们看到了在这个重要时刻之前主耶稣在祷告。
And the sixth instance is that is not unique to Luke, but Luke mentioned that in chapter 10.
第六点并不是路加独有的，是在第十章。
And in the 21, that after disciples return, and then he prayed this prayer, he asked Father, he says, praise you, the Lord, in the 21.Verse 21, chapter 10, 21.
第十章二十一节，就是在那差遣的七十门徒欢喜归来的时候的那一段祷告。
And at that very time, 21 says that he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit and said, I praise you, O Father, Lord of heavens and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligence and have revealed them to the infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well pleasing in your sight.
21节，正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐，说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。”
Now this is we know that Matthew recorded this, so this is not unique. But let's turn to other place. The seventh one.
我们知道这不是独一的，因为马太福音也记载了相同的事情。那我们来看第七点。
And this is when the 11 verse 1.
就是在十一章从第一节开始。
It happened that while Jesus was praying in a certain place, after he had finished, one of the disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples.
第一节，耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说：“求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。”
It's obvious that Lord Jesus, the disciples observe how Lord Jesus loved prayer.
那有一点我们看到，就是门徒观察到了主耶稣是常常的去祷告。
And also they observed when Lord Jesus prayed that this must be some.Aroma coming out of Lord Jesus' prayer. It's like incense burning. The sweet aroma of prayer.
他们一定看到了当主耶稣祷告的时候，好像周围的那个氛围，就像在庙里烧香的时候那样一个很好的一个氛围。
不是庙里，在圣殿里。
对，对不起，在圣殿里面烧香的时候的那个氛围。
So they must.A sense that in one of the hymns says, "Sweet hour of prayer."
这就像一个门徒说的是那个祷告的那个时刻是那个甜美的那个甜蜜的那个时刻。
So that's why caused his disciple to ask the Lord to teach them to pray.
这就是为什么门徒想让主耶稣教导他们来祷告。
Yeah, what Lord Jesus said, we're going to share the next time.
如果主允许的话，我们下一次会分享这个主题。
So this is the seventh time.
这是第七处。
And then we turn to 22, chapter 22.
下面让我们来看第二十二章。
So that's when Lord Jesus prayed in Garden of Gethsemane.
这一处就是这个主耶稣为彼得代求的时候。
I'm sorry that when the Lord Jesus prayed for the Peter,
为彼得代求的时候的祷告。
And this verse 31, please.
在三十一节。
Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail.And you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
主又说，西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
So here we know the John Gospel, John in chapter 17, in his we call it the Lord Jesus prayer.
我们知道就是在约翰福音十七章里面描述的那个耶稣的祷告的里面。
Lord, pray for the disciples there on earth.
主为了地上的门徒来为他们来祷告。
But Luke specifically mentioned Lord Jesus specifically pray for Peter.
但路加里面强调的是描述的这个是专门的耶稣为彼得这个人来代求。
How come a person, an apostle, failed so miserably, denied his Lord three times, be able to recover and become the chief of the 12 apostles?
我们看到 是这样一个本来光景非常的惨淡，那样一个三次不认主的一个人，如何的能够站立起来，并最后成长为十二使徒为首的那一位门徒。
Luke give us a secret.
路加告诉我们这个秘密。
This secret is that Lord Jesus personally prayed for Peter.
这个秘密就是主耶稣自己亲自的为他，为彼得这个人来祷告。
Remember that Peter had the key to the kingdom of God.
我们知道圣经里讲，主说彼得是握着那个天国钥匙的人。
Lord Jesus gave the key to Peter.
主耶稣把这个钥匙交给了彼得。
That's why Satan tried to attack him seriously.
这就是为什么魔鬼撒旦如此凶狠地攻击他。
And Lord Jesus says here, I pray specifically for you, Peter.
主在这里说，西门，我已经为你祈求。
So Lord Jesus very confident God will answer his prayer. Father will answer his prayer. He says, when you return,When you turn again, strengthen your brethren.
主耶稣是如此的有信心，因为他已经为他代求。他说：“你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。”
And we're gonna move on because time is up.
我们要继续向前，因为时间快到了。
And in the prayer at the Gethsemane.
下一处是在克西马尼的祷告。
All gospels.All the Matthew and Mark, they all mention this prayer at the Gethsemane.
在马太福音、马可福音都提到了在克西马尼的祷告。
And they all mention that Lord Jesus warned them, right? In the verse 40, pray that you may not enter into temptations.
他们都提到了这个主耶稣祷告，并且提醒他们，就是在第四十节说你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Because the Lord Jesus was about to be betrayed.
因为在这个时候，主耶稣即将就被出卖。
Lord Jesus knew that they would flee away from him.
主耶稣知道，在那之后，他的门徒将四散离他而去。
So he said, "Pray, you need to pray to stand in this hour of trial."
所以他说你们要祷告免得入了迷惑。
But what is unique is that Luke mentioned this phrase twice.
但不同的是呢，路加在这里面提到了两次。
So 46, verse 46. Why are you sleeping? The third time when Lord Jesus came back to them, Lord Jesus prayed three times, and at the third time he came back to the disciples, Lord Jesus said this, Why are you sleeping? Get up, and pray that you may not enter into temptation.
主耶稣祷告了，提到祷告三次，在最后一次，第三次，也就是46节讲的，他说，对，就对他们说，你们为什么睡觉呢？起来祷告，免得入了迷惑。
So we see that, and there's other instance that the time is up, so we're not going to go into that. Lord willing, we'll share that next time, together with the Lord's teaching.On the subject of prayer.
还有一处，但是我没有时间了。如果许可的话，我们下次来再分享主的祷告。
You see that all these nine instances of Lord Jesus himself praying.
我们可以看到这九次主耶稣自己的祷告。
And 9 out of 10 is uniquely recorded by John. By Luke, I'm sorry.
在十次里面有九次是唯有路加福音提到的。
And so we can see that message from Luke to us is that we really need to focus on the prayer.
那从路加福音我们得到的信息就是我们真的要非常的强调祷告这件事情。
Like a hymn we sang this morning.
就像我们今天早上唱的诗歌一样。
So through prayer we may receive power before man and power before God.
借着这样的祷告我们才能够有那个权柄 来成为一个人来服侍神。
We all weak, we are sinners.
我们都很软弱因为我们都是罪人。
But only through the prayer we can be connected to the heavenly blessings and grace.
只有借着祷告我们才能成为那从天来的祝福。
So let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起有一些祷告。
Father, we commit this word into your hand.
主要我们把这些你的话语来领受也交在你的面前。
And may you adjust our heart so that we can receive grace in your holy word.
主要愿你借着你的话语让我们来领受你的恩典。
So that we can grow this year than the last year.
让我们今年要比去年要更加的进步，要成长。
To know Christ, the how rich of Christ is, so that we can all come to appreciate Him more and love Him more.
让我们更知道基督的丰富，让我们爱他更多，也愿意更加的追求他。
In Jesus' holy precious name, we pray.
祷告是奉基督宝贵的名。
Amen.